The World Health Organization is this morning warning the coronavirus could pose a greater global threat than terrorism. It made the stark prediction at a meeting overnight in Geneva, describing the illness as public enemy number one. The virus has also been given a new name, COVID-19, and a possible vaccine is likely to be 18 months away. At least 13 Australian children and their families are still trapped in Wuhan at the epicentre of the outbreak, as the death toll now climbs to more than 1,000. Today's closing of the gap report has found that Indigenous children under five are still dying at twice the rate of their non-Indigenous counterparts. Just two of the seven targets are on track: preschool enrolments and high school attainment. Improvements are being made in other areas, but not as quickly as hoped, while school attendance rates have not improved in 5 years. The Prime Minister is seeking to make changes to the report framework, setting new targets in April this year. More than 100 native animal species have been identified as being in urgent need of help after this summer's bushfire crisis. An expert panel has compiled the list for the federal government as part of efforts to salvage the animal populations that have survived. There have been no extinctions, but the panel is warning time is critical. There's another risk as well of a massive fish kill from the bushfires and recent heavy rainfall as ash and sediment is washed into rivers.